This is WKSU News. I'm M.L. Schulze. Students at scores of schools in Northeast Ohio are expected to join that nationwide walkout this morning to honor the 17 people shot to death at a high school in Parkland, Florida, 1 month ago. They also plan to bring attention to gun violence. The walkouts are set to begin at 10 and last 17 minutes. Students at Firestone High School in Akron have said they'll also be addressing the school board over safety issues. Most school districts here have said students will not face disciplinary action for participating. Meanwhile, a town hall on school violence sponsored by the LeBron James Family Foundation is to be held tonight at the University of Akron campus. An Ohio teenager wounded in the school shooting last year says he thinks it's disrespectful to victims of the February massacre in Parkland, Florida, to use that tragedy to further a political agenda. West Liberty Salem student Logan Cole says he will not participate in today's student walkouts promoted by organizers of the Women's March. Instead, he says he'll attend a memorial service at his school because he thinks it's better to honor the Parkland victims in a non-political way. The Ohio Department of Health and two accrediting bodies are investigating University Hospital's fertility clinic after a storage tank malfunction potentially damaged thousands of embryos and eggs. According to Cleveland.com, the College of American Pathology will be giving UH 10 days to respond to questions about the equipment malfunction and monitoring. Meanwhile, a half dozen lawsuits have been filed against the clinic, including a class action suit filed on behalf of couples in Cuyahoga, Summit, Stark, Medina, Portage, and other Northeast Ohio counties. The suit claims the hospital could have invested in remote monitoring equipment. Governor John Kasich has long pushed to take over the Ohio Department of Education, viewing its more independent structure as a hindrance to a unified school policy. Fast-track legislation would merge the department, which oversees K-12 schools, with Kasich's Workforce Transformation Office and the department overseeing colleges. The merged agency would be under the governor's control. Critics, including the state's two largest teachers' unions, say the bill creates a cumbersome bureaucracy that would be less accountable to educators and the public. West Virginia has ordered construction to stop on the Rover pipeline after state inspectors found 14 violations there. The Charleston Gazette-Mail reports the problems include improperly installing perimeter control, burying trash and construction debris on the site, and failing to inspect or clean private roads at the construction site. The 713-mile pipeline, owned by Energy Transfer Partners, has also run into problems in Ohio. Energy Transfer says it's working with state and federal officials to resolve the concerns. Supporters of another attempt to ban fracking in Youngstown say they're prepared to go to the Supreme Court to get the measure on the May 8th ballot. The Youngstown Vindicator is reporting that the Mahoning County Board of Elections has voted again to block the initiative from the ballot. It did the same thing last September, and a 4-3 Supreme Court decision upheld that. State law puts fracking under state jurisdiction and requires boards to reject initiative petitions if they would restrict something over which local governments have no control. Akron's plan to harvest 400 trees around its Ladue Reservoir in Geauga County is stirring protests there. WKYC is reporting that residents who are worried the harvest timber will hurt water quality and wildlife are meeting Thursday night. Organizers say the city has underestimated how many trees will be cut down. Akron hopes to raise more than $120,000 from the timber sales. A Pennsylvania man who yelled anti-immigrant slurs before he punched a man of Middle Eastern descent in Cleveland has been sentenced to 5 years of probation, including alcohol treatment and monitoring. 24-year-old Gregory Bezrosas had pleaded guilty to aggravated assault and ethnic intimidation in the attack last August on the east banks of the Flats.